Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You're listening once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. Religion Means Alive is a broadcast dedicated to the sole proposition that human beings need to live on earth. Religion means alive. Alive physically, mentally, spiritually, in every aspect. And today, we want to briefly, we are very, very, very extraordinarily tired, but you are my congregation, and I love you very much, and there's nothing you can do about it because God has put it in my heart. And I want to bring to your attention that we're going to be expanding Blog Talk Radio again to include the Sunday lectures. There will be discussions. That's a lot planned for you. But I said to you today I would come on at 8 o'clock. I'm 9 minutes late. Please forgive me. I want to talk today about peace. God brings the baby in the world with peace. Peace in his soul. And that child comes in the world, breathes, and breath takes place. And the child wants peace and tranquility and cleanliness. It is the very nature of the human being to seek peace, to seek contentment, and to make peace with the environment in which they're in. Recently, that peace was broken in Mount Vernon, New York, where a young man, a young devil, I would call him, killed another one of his own people. Now, there was no protest. Reverend Al Sharpton wasn't there. Jesse Jackson wasn't there. Ben Crump wasn't there. None of those people were there. But I want you all to dedicate with this moment with me and to send your pledge of time and attention to P.O. Box 1843, Imam Alfred Muhammad's ministry. We're dedicated to eliminating murder among African Americans called the anti-KKK, kin killing kin. In other words, people have internalized the killing of themselves. It is nothing. No, I smoked that nigga. I killed that nigga. Nigga was a word that was used as a prelude to the killing of us by others, the Ku Klux Klan and other white supremacist groups. No, I'm not a part of any woke community. I'm a part of an aware human being, a highly evolved human being, a human being that's insane, the social human being. So we're not here to play politics games with blow-dry politicians who want to denigrate and pick up terminologies and play people against each other. No, we want to bring life to the people. God says to us, through Jesus Christ, the Christ, we offer you life and life more abundantly. And the call to the Muslim devotional practice is, higher means life. Asalat. Come alive to the word of God. Higher al-falal. Come alive to the garden. You know, when Jesus reappeared after he was crucified according to the gospel, he reappeared as a gardener. And that's what we need to be, as a gardener. The gardener giving great attention to the welfare of people. So today, because we are burnt out, this is our fifth appearance today, we just had to fulfill our obligation to bring you to a determination of peace. Peace within. We need to stop destroying each other in our home, calling each other ugly names. It's time for the son to respect the father. It's time for the father to respect the son. It's time for the daughter to respect the mama. It's time for sisters and brothers to love each other, one another. Sit down to the table. Cut the TV off. Turn off Gangsta Louis and Gangsta Boo. Turn those people off and turn into yourself and hear peace. Hear words from each other about how your day was. Learn to get up in the morning and tell each other, thank God to be alive and don't die broke. Go to bed saying, thank God to be alive and don't die broke. I am one of the followers of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, than heard of the Deen of Muhammad, and that is the Deen of all the righteous prophets and servants of God. I want you to know today that you can write me whatever concerns you have to P.O. Box 1843, Linden, New Jersey, 07036. You intend to do to help bring peace in these neighborhoods. We want to make a national tour. Put down, tell people, put down the gun. Pick up a book. Put down the gun to pick up a bank account. Put down the gun to pick up something cultural and invest yourself and let us join Rosa Parks. Let us join Dr. King. Let us join the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Let us join these great men and women who have gone on before us. And let us join them in building the greatest country on the face of the planet Earth, a new America. Not the old America that's bent upon white supremacy. Not the old America that's bent upon dividing people. But the America that shining city on the hill that is here not to divide people and play people off, the woke versus the unwoke, where everybody should be awake, not woke. I'm not here to push any left-wing agendas, no right-wing agendas. I'm here to push the right agenda of Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and earth. Join me as we pray for a moment for you. Almighty God, we ask you to send your mercy and your blessings, your peace upon all your citizens here in America. All of those who are here, give them grace, bless them with health, bless them with prosperity, bless them to have the strength to raise their families, bless them to get education, bless them to get industry, bless them to get culturally refined and to be living patriots, making America that shining hill on the city that invites all to that which is good and forbid what is wrong. Thank you. Peace be on you. And we will see you next Sunday on Religion Means a Lot. Keep posted to Facebook, and you will see more of what we are doing. And Religion Means a Lot.